Hi, this is a dictation for Caprice Patius Barnett, CAPRECEBARNETT. Date of birth is 1/30/1971. Date of service 11/10/2025. The patient is here for an evaluation for follow-up visit today. Patient reports of generalized pain, arthritis pain, both shoulders and the right knee. Patient also reports pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back area. And she reports that these pains are between 8 and 9. The right knee pain is 9, left shoulder is 9, right shoulder is 9, neck pain is 9, mid-back pain is 9, lower back pain is 9. Sometimes she has a pain in the right foot area. She also reports numbness and tingling of the right hand in the initial visit. The patient has had availability of MRIs for the cervical spine. This shows rod-based posterior disc protrusion, which contacts remodels the ventral cord, resulting in mild. This was done on February 27, 2024. C67 also has a broad disc protrusion, mild canal stenosis. And the uncomfortable joint arthropathy. In the lumbar spine, patient has passage the MRI for lumbar spine is not available. The X-ray for cervical spine shows spondylosis. X-ray of the right hand is negative for any finding, while X-ray of the lumbar spine also shows minimal degenerative changes, but nothing major. MRI for lumbar spine is not available. The records were requested from the attorney Andropoulos and Hill. Records were requested from Dr. Jones. And Northland Radiology, none have come. The patient was advised that she need to provide all the information before becoming our permanent patient or for long term. Please review the records for the pain level is 8 to 9, ADLs are 8. 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the record for ADL or system review for additional issues, substance abuse, compliance is free. Physical examination is 105/71 pulse, 75 pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit of 10/20/2025, dictation number 1021-013. The plan will be to continue seek the previous records to be provided from various physicians that she has reported. And mass were reviewed, labs were reviewed. For the timing, patient is referred back to her physicians, Dr. Camille Jones, to continue providing services. And then at the end of the visit, patient became rude. She became shouting, yelling at her top of her voice. And hence a decision was made to discharge her as she is difficult, demanding, and she has a rude behavior. Suddenly she became out of the whack. It is difficult to take care of her in that situation. Her medical records have not come and she was demanding Percocets to help her pain, which is not possible without substantial information. She also refused any injection treatment. She also do not want any therapy. She do not want any surgical consultation. All she wants is a pain medication. It appears to me that she is just seeking pain medications.